Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. or Sunday school at 10:45. Our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. Streets that I shall e'er behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square this world of strife, and the prettiest songs where the angels will be singing, morning by the river of life. Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, is appearing everywhere. The things he said would come to pass are now before Him, I'm so much closer home. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. For I've been watching and I've been waiting. Just any day now, His face I'll see. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you.
Amen. I turn to the book of Romans, chapter number 7 this morning. And if the Lord will, we begin a series of messages this morning concerning our young folks. So I hope that you'll be able to tune in and listen to these series of messages this morning. And we begin this morning in the book of Romans, chapter number 7, and beginning verse number 7. Paul said, "What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law has said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin taking occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law of sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. And the commandment was which was attained alive, I found to be unto death. For sin taking occasion by the commandment deceived me, and by it slew me." Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, we thank you, Lord, this morning for the day that you've given, God, your blessings upon our life, Father, for the goodness, Lord, that you've shed abroad and upon us this week, God, how you watched over us and cared for us, God, how you provided everything that we've needed, God, how you've kept us from harm's way, and God of heaven, we thank you this morning, God, for answering prayer and passing by our way in revival, God, that a breeze, Lord, has refreshed our soul this morning, God, and I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd use us, how we might be a blessing unto someone this morning. God, I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning. God, may the name of Christ be exalted, may be high and lifted up this morning, and draw all of us unto himself. May, Lord, the arm of the Lord be revealed this morning. God, may you bring some precious soul to the saving knowledge of Christ. Throw out the lifeline to that one, God, that's about to go under this morning, Lord. I pray this morning you get glory this morning, God, out of your people this morning, God. Thank you for revival season. Thank you this morning, God, for the privilege to gather in your house this morning. Lord, use us as you see fit. Anoint your men, God, as they stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. Meet the needs. Lord, touch and heal this morning, God. Encourage and strengthen this morning, God. And Lord, we'll thank you for all that you do this morning in Jesus' lovely name. Amen. Amen this morning. I want to preach this morning concerning the age of accountability. The age of accountability. Now, I know we've all heard this phrase or this terminology. It simply refers to the time when a person reaches the point of understanding the need of salvation. The time when one becomes aware of their condition of being lost, being a sinner in the sight of God. I'll tell you, that's the plague of our generation. It seems like today that no one wants to admit that they're lost. No one wants to admit, a friend of mine, that they're lost without Christ. They're a sinner in the eyes of God. No wonder you can't get anybody saved because you can't get them lost this morning. Everybody lives as good as church people, and nobody does anything wrong as far as society is concerned. And so this morning,
morning I want to preach on the age of accountability. Brother, it's that time when hell becomes more than a nightmare or a byword. When you find yourself under the wrath of a holy and sovereign and just God this morning. Amen. Let me tell you about the Pacific number. I've heard folks say, well, it's 12 years old. Or it's 13 years old. I want to tell you, dear friend, there is no such number at the age of accountability. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, by 12, you may be gone too far by then. Amen. If the devil can ruin their lives by that age, God can certainly save them. If they can get pregnant by 10 years old, if they're exposed to drugs by 7, toting guns at 8 and 9, don't tell me God can't save them at an early age. Brother, if they're intelligent enough at 5 and 6 years old to operate a computer and a video game, a friend of mine, they're able to understand the simple plan of salvation. Amen. So there is no specific number. Amen. It's different for all of us this morning. Paul said it is the time when the commandment of God comes to me, and I realize, I thank God this morning that I have transgressed the law of God. I become a sinner. In fact, notice the protection in verse number 8. Paul said, without the law, he said, I was dead to sin. Amen. In fact, friend of mine, God extends His mercy and His grace upon those whom He has not yet dealt with. There are no babies in hell. There are no children in hell. Amen. I want you to understand this morning, dear friend, that God considers them innocent, friend of mine, until the time that they reach that age of accountability. Amen. Whenever that age is, dear friend, until they realize that they're lost without God this morning. Amen. Now, I want to say this, brother. It's a dangerous thing to resist God even as a youngster, friend of mine, because it's harder down the road to ever reach them. The Bible said, seek the Creator in the days of thy youth before the evil days come. Amen. Those tender years when that heart is impressionable, when that wheel can be broken this morning. Dear friend, that's the time to realize and to come to Christ. And then there's the process in verses number 9. Amen. Paul said, when I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. In other words, he said, my eyes was open. Amen. And understood that I was a sinner. He said, I died. Amen. Before you can ever be made alive, you've got to die. The Bible said that ye, that God who were dead in sins and trespasses, as He quickened. Amen. Dear friend, the commandment of life, Paul said, was to me death. Realizing he had broken the commandment of God in trespass. Amen. In verse 24, he said, what kind of wretched condition that I'm in. Amen. In verse 25, if you want to go down that far, he said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So with the mind I may serve the law of God and the flesh of the law of sin. But I'm glad, thank God, that he's seen the same. Savior. Amen. Dear friend, but I want to tell you this morning, parents and grandparents and Sunday school teachers, you are the first line. Amen. Dear friend, and you need to pay attention to that youngster. Dear friend, begin to observe when they reach the age of accountability. Amen. So I want you to realize three things this morning. Amen. If you've got some young folks in your church, church, in your charge, kids or grandkids this morning, I want you to realize, first of all, that you need to recognize, dear friend, the age of accountability. There's some things you need to understand that are your responsibility, amen, to bring them to Christ. It is not the school's responsibility. They will not acknowledge as such a thing. It's not the government's job this morning. They will not. Dear friend, expose your child under the gospel. Dear friend, the Bible said we need to train them up, raise them in the admonition of Christ. Dear friend, but most importantly, lead them to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we need to recognize, dear friend, some things this morning concerning the age of accountability. First of all, be aware. Amen. I want you to understand and realize that God wants to save them now. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, it don't matter, dear friend, this morning how old they are. God wants to save them now. From the time they kick in the womb to the time they testify the saving grace of God in their life. Dear friend, this morning, it ought to be your project to get them to Jesus. Amen. Don't push them. Thank God, lead them by example. Amen. Be aware that God wants to save them at these tender years. Amen. We've gotten to the place nowadays, dear friend, we think they're too young to understand, and that God will save them one day down the road. Dear friend, the Bible still applies to them just like it does to us. Today's the day of salvation. Now's the appointed time. Come now and let us reason together. Come unto me. I thank God this morning. Now is the time to get them saved. Amen. You need to be alert this morning and begin to watch for the signs of the Lord dealing with them this morning. Amen. As you sit beside them on that pew, amen, and there's going to be a time they start getting fidgety, and it's not going to be because they're ready to go. Amen. I realize they're youngsters. I realize they're children. Dear friend, they're coloring in books. Dear friend, this morning and doing things, but I'll tell you, you need to sit them beside you, dear friend, and let them pay attention to what's going on in the house of God. Dear friend, I know this morning they're children, dear friend, but there's going to come a time, brother, they're going to be sitting beside you, and there's going to be a blank stare on their face. Their countenance may change. They may begin tears coming down their eyes. Amen. It may just be another service to you, but one day there will be a day, brother, when everything's going to be different for them in the house of God. Amen. You may be a Sunday school teacher of them youngsters. Amen. And every other day of the year they may come in and not pay much attention to what's going on in the classroom. They may be more interested in coloring the lesson and dear friend, doing these other things. But brother, you just keep watching for them. They may come a time, brother, when things are different. Amen. Be attentive. Listen. Dear friend, they may start asking questions. Amen. And it may be subtle. Dear friend, this morning they start showing an interest. Hey, I start showing a concern. Dear friend, this morning, there is nothing more important for you as to take time, dear friend, to explain unto them the questions that they may have for you this morning. Amen. Their soul may depend on it. Amen. Dear friend, and so you need to recognize that there is an age of accountability. There is a time when they reach a certain point. It may be different for all of us, but God starts dealing with that precious heart. Amen. And they may start asking you questions. at everything about heaven and hell, and asking you questions about how to get saved, and asking you questions. Brother, don't just dismiss it. Don't this. I say I'll answer it later and I'll get back to it. Brother, you better stop what you're doing. Dear friend, because I'm telling you, brother, if you put it off and you neglect, dear friend, your child may lose interest and never get it back again. Dear friend, you need to recognize there is an age, there is a point in life when God starts dealing with them. Number two, you need to respond to it. Man, there's some things, dear friend, you need to be. And number one is be prepared for it. Amen. Brother, they'll put the ball in your court. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, don't drop it. Amen. Dear friend, this very limited time when the windows open in their life, they'll listen, they'll be impressed. And dear friend, they'll take an interest in it. Dear friend, I'll tell you, it won't take long, and you know I'm telling you the truth. In the world we live, dear friend, that sports and their friends and the interests of this world are being begin to pull them away. You need to respond immediately to the questions that they may have. Brother, how do I respond, preacher? Number one, support them. Encourage them. Lead them down that path. Amen. Tell them of your experience with the Lord this morning. Amen. Explain to them what the Lord done for you and how it failed. When God was dealing with your heart. Kneel with them. Pray with them. Brother, go to the altar with them. Thank God this morning. Let them know that it's all right. Dear friend, when the Lord starts dealing with them. Amen. They may start feeling like, brother, they're sinners, and that's what they're supposed to feel like. They may start feeling, dear friend, this morning, the condemnation of God this morning. Dear friend, you need to let them know that that's natural. Dear friend, that that's spiritual. Dear friend, that they're in the right place. Dear friend, to deal with God. Dear friend, don't suppress them. Amen. Don't hold them back. Dear friend, don't say you're not ready. You're not old enough. You don't understand. Amen. How sad it is. Brother, I have. I stood in the pulpit, given invitation. Dear friend, this morning in hand, a young lady step out in the aisle and mama reach and grab her arm and pull her back in. And I thought, my God. Dear friend, I'll tell you, they may regret that one day down the road. Amen. We emphasize sports and extracurricular activities instead of making the Lord a top priority in their life this morning. Amen. And I realize all that other stuff has a time and a place. There is nothing more important. There is nothing more. There's not a top priority in your life. Dear friend, this morning is getting your child to the saving knowledge of Christ. Amen. Don't secure them. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, I do want to be a help to them. I do want to lead them. Dear friend, but salvation is a serious business. Amen. I wouldn't let my child partake in the Lord's Supper. Amen. I'd explain to them why they couldn't. Dear friend, this morning, I'm not going to suggest they join the church or get baptized. Brother, until they've been saved. Dear friend, they may want to get baptized with their friends. Dear friend, but I'm telling you, dear friend, you need to explain to them, dear friend, that it's only after salvation. Dear friend, I'll tell them, dear friend, this morning the truth. Dear friend, don't tell them they're saved. Dear friend, just because they raised their hand or signed a card. Dear friend, this morning, let them tell you that God saved them this morning. Amen. And then secure them. Dear friend, be able to explain to them the plan of salvation. Amen. You know, most kids get saved at home. Dear friend, by their bedside. Amen. And mom and daddy, grandpa, grandma, you need to be ready to talk to that child concerning salvation. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, they'll talk to you when they won't talk to anyone else. Dear friend, and you need to be ready even in the middle of the night if they wake you up. I thank God this morning with that burden. Dear friend, you need to be ready. You need to be prepared. Dear friend, to lead them to the Lord. Woo! That's your top priority in life. Man, that was Noah's job. Had to get them boys into the ark. Amen. Dear friend, that was Abraham's job. Dear friend, to get Isaac had understanding of the Lord this morning. I'm telling you, it's our job. Then number three, brother, you need to regulate. Amen. You need to know what to do while we wait for God. Amen. Now, God knows what He's doing. And when He's ready, dear friend, this morning, He'll deal with him. Amen. He knows when they're ready this morning. And as I said, it's different for all of us at that age of accountability. Dear friend, don't push them now. Dear friend, this morning, but lead them. Amen. Number one, be patient. Amen. If they go to the altar every Sunday for 5 years, thank God, go with him. Amen. If they repeat, they ask the same question 1,000 times, give them 1,000 answers. Amen. Dear friend, you just keep being patient. Dear friend, this morning, until God brings them to that place. Be persistent now, Mom and Dad. Be persistent, Grandma and Grandpa. Dear friend, don't miss church. Amen. I tell you, I've seen this to the breaking of my heart. Dear friend, when God begins to deal with that youngster, that teenager, amen, and they start coming to the altar, or they start asking questions, dear friend, and then the next thing I know, Mom and Dad's laid out of church for a couple of weeks. Dear friend, I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing. Dear friend, when they start and realize that you've chosen the world over the Lord this morning, you ought not give them a choice concerning church. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, the worst thing in the world you'll ever do when God starts dealing with their heart is start laying out of church. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, how sad it is. Dear friend, their eternal soul is hanging in the balance. Dear friend, this morning, and you, dear friend, can't get up out of the bed and get to the house of God. Dear friend, if nothing else, do it for your children. It's imperative to keep them under the providence and the influence of the Holy Spirit of God this morning. Amen. Then let me say, thirdly, be a pattern to them. Let them see Jesus in your life. Let them see there's a difference. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, today we've got a responsibility out of the salvation of our children. And brother, that's one thing we need to do. Lastly, is pray for them. Amen. You ought to pray for them, God. They saved their soul this morning. That ought to be your top priority. Job went out every day and sacrificed for his children. And I'm telling you, we need to have the same motive and the same mentality every day to pray for God to save our children when they reach the age of accountability. Amen. And so this morning, let's do all we can to get our young folks saved. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.